listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Let's talk about what the Bible tells us about being fair to everybody. And I'm going to read you from James chapter 2, verses 2, 3, and 4, where we read this. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings, in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Now, notice here, James speaks of the situation that if there should come into your assembly a certain kind of person. In the ancient Greek that this letter of James was originally written in, assembly here is literally synagogue. It was the name for the Jewish meeting place. James called a Christian meeting place a synagogue, and that shows that he probably wrote his letter before Gentiles were widely received into the church. You see, at the time that James wrote, most Christians came from a Jewish heritage. By the way, this is the only place in the New Testament where an assembly of Christians is called a synagogue. Now, when Christians met, there was to be nothing marking the difference between those who were higher and those who were lower. That's why James described the situation of a man with gold rings. You see, this showed that the man was rich. According to some people in the Roman world, the rich marked their wealth by wearing many rings, especially on their left hand. There were even shops in ancient Rome where you could rent rings for special occasions, just to give people the impression that you were richer than you actually were. So imagine a Christian meeting with a rich man showing off his wealth with gold rings. Then there should also come in a poor man. Now, when James wrote those words, a poor man, he used a word that meant very poor. When the rich man entered, everyone took care of him and made a fuss over him. But when the poor man entered the assembly, no one cared, or even worse, they mistreated him. So that's why James asks the question. In that situation, have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? You see, to favor the rich man over the poor man shows a deep carnality, a lack of true spirituality among Christians. Their evil thoughts were evident through their unfair actions. You see, to show partiality shows that we care more for the outward appearance than we do for the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16 tells us that the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. To show partiality also means that we misunderstand who is important and who is blessed in the sight of God. When we assume that the rich man is more important or more blessed by God, then we put too much value in material riches. To show partiality also is evidence of a selfish streak in us. When we favor the rich man over the poor man, it's really because we think we can get more from the rich man. He can do favors for us that the poor man probably can't. Now, this is why, in our daily life, and especially in our church meetings together, we should do all we can to be fair to everyone, not favoring one person or one group over another person or another group. So today, do your best to see things from God's point of view, not just from what comes naturally. By nature, we'll make these divisions and not treat people fairly. But with God's heart and God's view, we will treat people fairly. Think about that today and do it in the name of Jesus.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.